good long while, and then
this is Ngarraku Jainama by award-winning Milyakbara woman Emily Waramara, whose soothing voice can be heard on several mainstream radio stations. But this is a rare success story for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander artists, especially if they live in rural or remote areas. But that could soon change, as the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia has just received funding from the Australian Council for the Arts and are partnering with First Nations Media Australia on a new initiative to help Indigenous artists break into the new scene on community radio. I asked Andrew Kadori, CBAA AMRAP manager, about their plans for the funding.
So we've been lucky enough to receive funding from the Australia Council for an initiative which represents a partnership between the CBAA, the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia, and First Nations Media Australia, which are the peak body representing Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders in media. And essentially this came about from an identifying of a very low percentage of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders getting airplay across community radio airwaves, which should be really a natural home for those artists to be heard and be recognised by a very active and eager listenership across the network. So we decided to form this partnership whereby First Nations Media Australia will use their YouTube platform, which is the major content platform for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander music, and we're going to have First Nations Media Australia curate a selection panel quarterly of eminent First Nations individuals, and they will select artists for compilations which will be available on the AMRAP website, AMRAP being the Australian Music Radio Airplay Project, which is a project that delivers music to community radio across Australia. So that music will be eventually made available and more easily accessible to community radio broadcasters to either download or have a CD copy and play on their radio shows.
Yeah, so like you said, a series of music compilations are going to be curated by, is it Indigitube, is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah, and so they're going to be distributed Australia-wide. How do you choose from so many talented artists? What's the curation process like?
Well, actually, the decision-making process is going to sit with an independent selection panel of First Nations individuals, and this is part of the role that First Nations Media Australia will be undertaking. So all of the creativity and decision-making in this project will be resting with First Nations Media Australia and First Nations individuals. The Community Broadcasting Association of Australia's involvement is through the AMRAP site, which is already a two-decade running project which acts as a conduit between musicians and community radio broadcasters. So we'll be working as the delivery system for the music that gets chosen to be a part of these compilations.
Yeah, and AMRAP, as I said, has been around for about 20 years now. Over that time, how many Aussie musicians do you think have been heard over the community radio airwaves because of the AMRAP project?
Oh, quite a lot, quite a percentage, but it's still, relatively speaking, across the board, a very low percentage. So, as I mentioned earlier, community radio is a really, really strong home for representing Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander artists. A lot of them don't make it onto mainstream radio. So essentially, community radio is the place for it to be. But there are barriers of access. There are a lot of artists that do struggle with getting their music across to community radio. And so we're here to help that process along.
Yeah, and the project is set to involve more regional and remote artists. Why have you made sure that there's a focus on widening that diversity and range of music that's played?
Because regional and remote artists do actually struggle, as I mentioned, with barriers of access, getting their music across to community radio broadcasters. So if we can be a part of an infrastructure that helps them along and makes them part of that ecosystem that AMRAP is involved with in getting that music to community broadcasters, then that's a really necessary area that we need to touch upon and be a part of.
Yeah, and what are those barriers that you're mentioning?
Just technology is really a great barrier for a lot of artists to get involved. So we're going to be looking at ways to reduce the barriers that a lack of technology can create for artists in remote and regional areas. And I think just also awareness is another big factor as well, that basically stops that music getting across to us. So we're just basically looking to reduce barriers where possible. I think those sort of things just need to be addressed. And a project like this is a concerted, energetic project that will hopefully look to reduce some of those problems.
Yeah, so then that must mean that AMRAP is a very important project for Indigenous and Torres Strait Islander artists then.
We certainly like to think so. We think that community radio is really just an amazing platform to share a lot of music that doesn't necessarily fit into mainstream radio format. And, AMRAP has been really vital in getting lots and lots of different artists from all sorts of backgrounds and all parts of Australian society and culture onto the airwaves, being heard and sharing their songs, sharing their stories. So to that end, absolutely, I mean, it's a really big part of that kind of representation, I think.
And again, that song is by Emily Waramara.